This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is out in this hour of our focus. The president says he's going to sign Congress's short-term spending bill to keep our government open. I don't think anybody really cares. The other people that get a paycheck, the 4 million people. You know, there are 4 million people who work for the federal government. 4 million people work for the federal government. And the vote takes place. Senate passed the bill. Yeah, yeah. You know what? This whole thing drives me nuts. This, all of this foolishness. It really is. And it is. It's foolishness. It has become somewhat of a joke. The government, the size of the government. And here's a good example. An investigation found that the chief of the Federal Emergency Management Group, Brock Long, used government vehicles, and it cost you and me, the taxpayer, $151,000. Unauthorized use of government vehicles. Department of Homeland Security looking at his use of agency cars on trips to his home in North Carolina. It was determined there was inappropriate use. These people think there are no checks and balances. They think they can do whatever they want. So today's Wall Street Journal shows that the actual number is over $151,000. He had an aide drive him and his family around in Hawaii last year and charges it up to you and me. Supposedly the trip was for FEMA business and a family vacation. Yeah, of course, FEMA business. The aide was suspended after he tried to slow down or stop the investigation. The aide apparently destroyed all the evidence, or tried to. So is this, why does this guy go to jail? He should be in jail. The Department of Homeland Security says that Brock Long now has been told if he wants to keep his job, he better cough up $151,000 to reimburse the government, whether or not it's the whole amount or... this is, again, more of the same kind of thing, the malfeasance from people who are entitled, or so they think, because they work for the government. 11 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Who knew ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service? On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 14 past the hour. So it seems, Jennifer, Americans under the age of 45, that would be you and Kara, have found a rather novel way to rebel against the old folks at home, like me.
Really?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Staying married, or not getting married,
that'll
the two of you.
Them.
Yeah.
I saw this story, too, and it said millennials were making divorces go away because the idea was they're staying married longer. But I think if you actually read into the survey, it's not that they're staying married longer. They're just not getting married.
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination of both. It's that they're waiting longer to get married, so it's not a bunch of 23-year-olds getting married and then getting divorced a year later. So they're waiting until, like, 35, finding the person they actually want to be married to, and then staying with that person.
So that's what you're doing, Kara. Have you got a plan?
Not really one that I don't know. I haven't set a set time yet. I'm waiting until 35.
Fine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I might wait till 60.
Fine.
Maybe I'll just sit on my couch and knit and hang out with some cats.
There you go.
No divorces in my future.
What a plan. I love that laugh, but I always love the smile in your voice when I know you're going down some silly street. But this, actually, I have had this conversation with both my children a lot as to what is smart and what isn't in terms of relationships, and thank heavens they listened to me, or at least they thought what I had to say made sense. I told them, don't get serious till you're after 30. Live with a person you think you want to marry for 3 years, and after you get married, don't have kids for 3 years. So Megan met Matthew, I think she was 33 or 34. She dated him and lived with him and got married to him. And waited for a while to have the child. It was December of 2014. And they're living happily ever after. So, maybe that's... my son hasn't gotten married yet. And he's moving along. So, it's really interesting to look at the information from demographers about the divorce rate. And how, not only here in America, but elsewhere, you go around the world and see that people get married. I don't see any reason. Well, maybe this is just me telling you my story. I'm finally learning what the hell the story is with me. after all these years. I've probably saved myself from being married about six times. And then thinking marriage wasn't that big a deal. It was the definition of the relationship. Who do you want to be with? How do you want to spend your time? What is it that makes this person... See, I'm one who believes that the person you hang around with needs to be your best friend. And there is my old business about the friend being a friend till the end, because a friend is spelled F-R-I-E-N-D. There are lots of great acquaintances. I was having this conversation with a person the other night, as a matter of fact. How many really true friends do you have? Is the best friend you have, would you define him or her as the best listener? If you have somebody that's close to you that talks about themselves, then they aren't really a true... If they talk about themselves all the time, they're not really a friend. And I find in my reality that friends are not takers, they are givers. Whether you need it or not, they don't sell you something. They don't invite you to parties in place of asking what they can do for you. Remember the old thing from John Kennedy? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for it. Well, that's a play on, you know, if you got a good friend, what do they do for you? What do you do for them? And I think that there's no judgment with friendship, frankly. How many friends do you have, Jennifer, that do not judge you? Kara, ask you the same question.
We'd probably have to ask my friends, right?
Well, no, you would know. I think, I would hope you would know who
it is. I don't consider people to be my close friends if I feel like they're judging me. But I think it really is subjective. I think that we all judge people to some extent in not even by choice or trying to do that. I think our brain just processes things, and that's okay. But mm-hmm. I would say friendship for me are the people who I can be myself around, because there are very few. I have a lot of friends, mm-hmm. but the people that are the closest to me in my life get to see it all, and I rarely show that all of me side to everyone. So for me, that's a pretty special relationship. When I feel like I'm being completely visible to somebody, that to me is someone who's going to stick around for a while in my life. And vice versa, I think we show different aspects of our personality to people depending on who we are, where we are. Are we at work? Are we at school? Where are we?
Jeff your best friend?
I think Jeff is definitely my best. I would say my best friend. I will tell you the thing about Jeff that I tell everybody when they say, well, was it that, you know, when did you know? And the moment that I think I knew with Jeff is I can be completely myself around him. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he's going to run. You know, for someone who is a child of divorce, I think specifically, you always think the next big fight is going to be the one that's going to make somebody run.
Leave.
And yeah, and so there's that sense that maybe that's an abandonment thing. I don't know. But
it is.
My pay grade,
true. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it is. My mother abandoned me, and so I worry and wonder and maybe have attracted women in my life who that's what they do.
When you know you've met someone who you could say anything, you could do anything, and that person's going to still be there for you, that's a huge deal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. That's what I hope for everybody. That's the sense of comfort. When people say, well, you want someone you're going to be comfortable with, it's not about letting yourself go and sitting in a house coat and putting your slippers on, you know, and never talking to your spouse again. For me, that comfort is being safe and having trust with the person that you're with. And, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think you also, a good friendship, the person who's a true friend isn't jealous ever of you. And I wonder... I'm wondering about advice, giving advice, taking advice. Do you think that your friends give you advice? Do you take their advice? Do you listen to them that way?
I absolutely will listen to advice. Now, I'll also give advice, and sometimes unsolicited, and I hate it, but when I care about somebody, and, you know, and I don't want to be one of those people, but, like, if I care about somebody, I'll say, well, why don't you try this, or why don't you try that? And that's not me trying to say I know everything at all. Mm-hmm. It's just... Because when I care, I get involved with people. So, yeah, I think advice is good. I think laughter is key. Holy smokes.
Yes.
If you can't have somebody that you can just laugh with and not
having
take yourself so seriously with, you're never going to make it.
Let it all hang out, boys and girls. That's the way you can measure friendship.
And then some people have all of this, and they still get divorced. So
yeah, right.
Sometimes
yes.
It's just life.
Back to the Big D.
That's
it's
right.
It's 21 after the hour here on the Big D JV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Master of our lives in some respects. Don't we all listen to music every single day? Jennifer, you listen to music every day, don't you? In some
I do.
Form? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kara, you listen to music in some form other than here?
All the time.
In your car?
In the car, at home,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Music is
were
fabulous.
We playing, were we listening to Elton John together? Because I was singing Tiny Dancer
yeah,
in
yes.
the shower
yes.
this morning.
Yes,
so
we
that
were.
Was in my head right. for a reason, right?
Enough.
Okay, good.
So now we're listening to Prince. Who is in the news again because the University of Minnesota has awarded him an honorary degree to recognize his influence on music and his role in shaping his hometown of Minneapolis.
You think he cares about that right now?
They're going to put the award on his tombstone. As it turns out, the president of the university presented school's highest honor, the Doctorate of Humane Letters, to Prince's sister in a ceremony on campus. Wasn't she fighting about the money? How many sisters did he have? Half sisters. This is Tika,
he had a
right?
A large family who were.
Oh, looking for some of the dough.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the university had been preparing to present it to Prince himself before he died.
Oh, okay. Then
students,
I get that.
Yeah. As soon the University School of Music. We're joined by guest artist Kirk Johnson, Jelly Bean Johnson, Saint Paul Peterson, Cameron Kinghorn. I don't know who any of these people are. Should I know who these people are, Kara?
Yeah, not necessarily.
I don't know who they are either. Although I'm interested in Jelly Bean Johnson. I like jelly beans, so.
Name sounds delicious.
Great name, yeah. All right, so another honor for Prince. Another honor for Loretta Lynn. As long as we are in the honor department, Loretta Lynn is going to be honored at the CMT. Artist of the, she's going to be the honor, really, she's going to, huh, is that, they only give this to one person a year, is that right, or she's going to be one of the artists of the year? How does this work, Jen?
You know, I don't know, I think, gosh, I don't know if she'll be surrounded by other people.
Well, I think the award show is Artist of the Year, so I imagine there are going to be multiple people, but she's getting the award Artist of a Lifetime.
So it's like the Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah.
And she deserves it, man. She can sing it. She's got the history behind
her. She's 84, 86, something like that?
She's fantastic. Yeah.
Came back
after a stroke. I saw her not too long ago, and she still looks amazing.
I just like this sound. Crank it up a little, Carol, will you?
And you can hear the record, which is great. Yeah.
Something about this kind of country that I like, Frank. I don't like the new singers, but I like this. Anyway, Sissy Spacek, who played her in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, is going to be present to give the award to Loretta Lynn. That'll be kind of nice. Other people who have been honored, Shania Twain, Kenny Rogers, Merle Haggard. Those are people who've gotten the Lifetime Achievement Award.
She's definitely deserving of it.
Oh, absolutely.
That crowd, for sure.
Yeah, it's a good crowd to be in. The honorees for other things at the CMT Artist of the Year event: Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild, Kimberly Schlappman, who's Kimberly Schlappman, is the only name here I know.
She's also in Little Big Town.
Yeah, she's in Little Big Town.
Oh, she is, okay.
She's the blonde with the lots of hair, and she does a cooking show.
Oh, really? Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott is going to receive. So this is all about the women getting the awards,
mm-hmm.
right? Are there any?
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag you too.
It's about celebrating women, And country music gets in trouble for not having enough women right now, so this is a good thing for them.
Right. Anyway, the first time they have all-female group of honorees, so that's an acknowledgement of what we were just talking about, Jennifer. Most celebrated women in country music are the focus of this show. When is this going to be aired? Let's see here.
The 17th of October.
October 17th, yep. On CMT. Aha! 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Wouldn't it be great if you could love me first and let the fall?
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Who knew? ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service. On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A historic hearing has concluded on Capitol Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from both sides on the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
A visibly angry Kavanaugh said that his family had been destroyed by the past 2 weeks of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Christine Blasey Ford said that the judge assaulted her while his friend Mark Judge egged him on.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun.
Senator Dick Durbin tried to get Kavanaugh to endorse an FBI investigation into the claims.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Trouble here, or maybe you're in trouble here to fix it, or we're here to cause trouble.
Trouble all around.
That's Jennifer's MO. Not me. I wouldn't cause any trouble. No. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. Those damn feds have interest rate fever. Federal Reserve raised the key interest rate again. I thought that the Donald was going to put a stop to that.
Well, he certainly doesn't like it. He said as much this week when he spoke at the UN. He spoke out against the Fed. But this is actually a good thing. It's confirmation. I think the economy is really as strong as we think it is. Sadly, not a great thing if you're looking to buy something in the next couple of months. But the Fed says that there's probably going to be another rate hike by December. So lock in because there's another one coming.
right, what else have you got that's trending, Jennifer?
Fundraising. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, all week long we've been talking about the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, right? Will he be, you know, what will come from the testimony? All of this speculation has been the topic of conversation in political circles. Well, now that we know how everything is playing out a bit, it seems that people on both sides of the aisle have been going nuts with their fundraising efforts. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Senator Kamala Harris has been spending tons of cash. She wants to run for president in 2020. She sits on the Judiciary Committee. She's run like 3,600 different Facebook ads against Brett Kavanaugh. And so that story reported by the Wall Street Journal, easy for me to say.
The Washington Wall Street
Journal. The Wall Street Journal. It made me think, because I've noticed an onslaught of political ask letters this week. I know my colleague on the local show that I do in Los Angeles actually came to work. He printed out all the asks that he got in a 24-hour period from Democrats. He got about seven, I think, or no, he got maybe more than that. I got about seven in a 24-hour period from Republicans. So it's interesting to see, and I was curious, because I know you kind of vote back and forth on both sides of the aisle. Have you noticed any, like, junk emails as soliciting money, like we're seeing the senators do to try to leverage what's going on with all the chaos?
Had a couple of chilly nights here in Massachusetts, started some fires with them.
Did you? Was that your starter, huh?
Yeah. And I was interested in Brian, your partner. He's a cheapskate, so if they send him all those requests, imagine how many they send to people who actually
I was thinking about myself when I, because I get the fundraising requests.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the Trump list.
You're
and invisible. So everyone, and the RNC, I get them every once in a while.
Yeah.
But they really picked up this past week, and I thought that was kind of interesting. And so I was like, okay, when was the last time that I gave? And I gave a little bit of money to a guy who was running for governor in California, Travis Allen. That was, months ago during the primaries. But I haven't given to a national candidate in a long time. I asked Brian the same thing. I said, when was the last time you gave? Like, honestly, I know how you like your money. When was the last time? I asked him this on the air.
In other words,
and he said,
cheap.
Oh,
yes.
He's like, I can't remember. It's been eight years maybe even more than that. He said, I don't even think I gave to Obama. Maybe Hillary the first time, he said, he might have given some money. So that's how long it's been. But your name is so valuable. And I just thought it was an interesting element from this Kavanaugh story is just how much on both sides of the aisle we're seeing all of this posturing, all of these people using these things, which should be taken very seriously, to make money. It's crazy.
The system is so corrupt and becoming more corrupt. It's all about money, 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 power, 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 grab, grab, grab.
How do
and
we
what
get
a
the
joke.
Advantage?
That Kamala Harris is the most grandstanding opportunist. How she got to be where she is. And people are that... They can't see through that. She's so transparent.
Well, what's interesting about her, the backstory, if you're not familiar with Kamala Harris, she does sit on the Judiciary Committee, so you've seen her during
all of this. It's her first term.
But it's her first term, and she was elected in California. She was the...
replacement for Barbara Boxer.
The Attorney General.
She was the Attorney General before.
She was the Attorney General of California. And she and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's running for California governor now, made this pact when she replaced Barbara Boxer in the Senate. And the idea was one of them would run for governor, one of them would run for Senate. So it's so kind. They didn't even make Californians actually have to decide any of this. They made a backdoor deal. Gavin Newsom said, you run for Senate now, I'll run for governor, meaning this year. And they made this deal. That's what they're doing. Californians just vote for them because they have a brand name. And whammo, now we're seeing these people in positions. And I don't know if they're making us proud or not, but there they sit.
Well, it's a pretty creepy system that's getting creepier, and the amount of money being spent, $4 billion was spent for the presidential election 2 years ago for all of the various races, most of it on the presidential race. This year, $4 billion plus is going to be spent, and there's no national election. It's all senators, it's all congressmen, it's all governors. It's obscene.
And if you think about one of the things that I noticed, too, is during the initial hearing for Brett Kavanaugh, this is a few weeks back now, when the senators were posturing. Remember, there were protesters breaking into the room. As the senator was questioning Kavanaugh, fundraising asks would be released from their social media accounts. Yeah. That's how pinpointed all of this stuff is.
And who gets angry? Who's so angry in this circumstance that they break into the hearing room? I don't want this guy. Who gets that angry?
Well, some of them were paid.
That vexed. Some of them are paid to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Other people in the news, I'm going to introduce you to a lady who, in my mind, is beautiful, and she has a great new business. She happened to be a friend of mine, but I want you to know what she's doing, because what she's doing is something that is so fascinating and so needed that the story needs to be told. So we'll spend a few minutes in a matter of moments here figuring out how to start, how a new business is formed, and the specific new business venture that she's involved in will help you find out about that in a moment here.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produced an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Offer lasts for 90 days from air date. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Gift card offer valid only for new customers applying for a personal loan. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Medical bills, credit card bills, auto loan bills. Oh, no.
Are you stressed trying to get your bills paid each month? Wouldn't it be a huge relief to make just one simple payment? Get that relief today with a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Avant is an online lending platform that has rescued hundreds of thousands of Americans struggling with the stress of high interest debt. That could save you money, simplify your life, and erase all that stress. The application is quick, and you could have the money you need as soon as the next business day if approved by 4:30 Central Time Monday through Friday. And now get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2828 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2828.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 past the hour here on the DJV program. Nicole Figueredo is a person that I am happy to call a friend, and I don't do this very often, but in this case I decided I would make an exception because what she's doing is so important. She's worked in the public sector, government, that sort of thing. She's great. She's a whiz when it comes to computers. So she put this all together, as she and some other folks, to create a company that answers your requests for information about people who are in public service. You've heard of freedom of information requests, right, Jennifer? You've heard of people asking for info.
Absolutely. Yep.
Try to get it.
I know. Hey, we see that all the time. Organizations like Judicial Watch and stuff, they use the Freedom of Information Act, but it takes a long time. It
takes forever. Mm-hmm. So now Nicole and her partners come up with a new way to get access to public records. So those of you who have been aggrieved, which is probably pretty much all of us, and you want to get at information that will help you understand or solve your case, and now you have the opportunity. So why was this so difficult to do before, Nicole?
Well, it's not difficult to, it's difficult to do, yes, but the average person doesn't realize or recognize the laws and how they apply. There's exemptions to it, and there's been an uptick in the number of requests that federal, state, and local agencies.
You think? Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah.
How they're receiving the information, and sometimes it's coming in and it's not clear. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we receive your request. We review the request to make sure it's clear and concise. We file it with the agency. Then we give them a little warning shot, let them know that they're running a little below or behind, and we're not afraid to challenge them when they send back information that's heavily redacted, not citing exemptions, or if they're missing their deadline. And we do it all electronically.
So if somebody, give us an example of someone who would take advantage of this. I've done it, and many other people who want to know more about the process, want to know more about the inner workings of government. But what would be a perfect example, a typical example of what you would do in this case at this company, which is called what? What's the
request FOIA?
Request?
Request FOIA.
Well, right. It's like New England-y. FOIA. We're doing this for you.
Yes,
it's a request
FOI. Yeah.
All right. So who's the? Let's have a typical example of how this works.
So let's say I wanted to find out how a policy was made in my community, and how they came to developing the policy. I would go on request FOIA, and I would fill out the information, and I would pick how I wanted it done. So for $19, we just route the request, make sure it's good to go. Let's say I didn't want them to know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I would choose our $29.99 plan, and that would secure my identity.
Yeah, and you don't want people to know who is asking for the info. You want to remain anonymous in this service.
Right,
absolutely.
Most people will want to be anonymous. They're afraid of retribution or retaliation, especially at the local government stage. They're afraid that if they ask too many questions, they're going to be seen a certain way by that organization. And then at $49.99, we'll also challenge it. If it comes back and it's heavily redacted or if there's an issue with it, we'll go and we'll file the appeal with the Secretary of State.
And Nicole will come to your house and make dinner for you. All of those things come for 40
years. Now, Nicole, does this happen only in the state of Massachusetts, or does this,
no,
can you do this anywhere?
No, this throughout the country. So we researched this. We've been researching it for a while, and it's just been going on throughout the country. I mean, in some states, and the time frames change. So in some states, you have 3 days to respond. In Massachusetts, you have 10.
All right. It's Request FOIA, F-O-I-A. Is it requestfoia.com? That's where people go, right?
RequestFOIA.com.
RequestFOIA, F-O-I-A.com. Nicole Figueredo here on the DJV Show.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
After the hour, some people start their day by trying to figure out what's going on in the world of technology, so here we have that information. Victoria Keelan out ill today, so the Dougster will take over providing you with information. I know you think I have credibility in this sector, so let's see if I can deliver on that. The first item has to do with the FCC and their proposition to fine robocallers. Big time. Robocalls are a pain in the you-know-what. And they've grown worse since callers figured out how to fake consumers' phone numbers, making the call appear from someplace near you. I've had this trouble all the time. I bet many of you have the same problem. And so to this point, nobody's had much luck stopping them. But now the FCC is close to issuing a fine against anybody who uses this tactic. They announced they're proposing a $37 million fine against a company based in Arizona that made 2.5 million telemarketing calls under false phone numbers. I hope that maybe is the one that's calling me. One woman whose phone number was used said that she ended up getting 5 calls per day on her cell phone from people complaining about being spammed. That's an interesting reality. I never even thought about that. I thought they had legitimate numbers, and they don't. Some calls are said to have come from an unassigned number, numbers from burner phones, which would also violate caller ID laws because the actual caller's name and number were hidden. So, under the circumstances at the moment anyway, the fine remains a proposal. The accused company will have a chance to fight or to settle. Calls were said to be made by a company named Affordable Enterprises as a way to sell home remodeling services. Give me a break. In addition to proposing the fine against this company, the FCC is also finalizing another robocalling fine, this one against a specific telemarketer who's selling health insurance. Commission fining them $82 million for making 21 million calls. I wonder how this would... I couldn't figure... They so anger most of the people. How the hell do you sell to somebody that's that angry? They must have some system, man. People are silly enough to answer those calls and actually do what they ask you to do. What's the matter with you? You don't answer those calls. You don't do what they're asking you to do. If I do, some days I get so annoyed because I get four or five calls in a row, bing, 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 from different numbers. I pick it up and give them the old American salute.
Well, yeah, as you should. I've had to tell my mom because she's so polite. You know, someone will call, and it obviously sounds like a recording or a telemarketer or something.
Yeah,
she'll
it takes
kind
them
of
a minute
through
to
with
come
the conversation,
to the
and
phone, yeah.
I'm like, no, mom, just hang up on them. These people don't deserve your time, and all they want to do is sell you something. So
right.
There's no point in talking.
Or
to them.
Tell them to get you know
well,
what.
Well, yeah,
get
that's
blank.
What I would do.
As it were, me too. All right, here's the story of the new Apple Watch. Has upgrades that could help save your life.
The Geek Out.
Apple has made a series of major upgrades to the Apple Watch, the most obvious being is the bigger screen sizes, but the most amazing feature is the device's ability to take a real electrocardiogram of the wearer's heart. Apple has even gotten the endorsement of the American Heart Association and received FDA clearance. The test can detect if atrial fibrillation is present, and that would be a bad thing, and then the results can instantly be shared with that person's doctor. The watch improves on its heart rate monitoring and has a new feature detecting hard falls and auto-notifying an emergency contact or calling 911. The new Apple Watch Series 4 is on sale now and starts at $400.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, here's something else from the technology sector. Uber agreeing to pay a $148 million settlement to people in all of our 50 states. The data breach scandal from 2016, largest nationwide settlement, exposing names, email addresses, phone numbers. I mean, imagine a company that has 60 million users. And the way this company has grown, pretty amazing. This situation exposed the driver's license information, about 600,000 people who drive for Uber. Uber's response to the hack was criticized. The company chose not to disclose the breach until over a year after it happened, and it even paid the hackers a $100,000 ransom to delete the files. Nobody knows whether they did or they didn't, though, at this point. Settlement follows a 10-month investigation into this scandal. Uber will also be required to increase its security, one of which includes reporting any security issues to states for the next couple of years. So Uber, it's amazing how much money these people make. It really is amazing. Just a software company. They don't have any. They have no hardware, just software. It's 59 past the hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.